Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Great Penguins insider and historian Bob Grove joins us to talk about this. Bob, would Rust have been your top priority over Letang?
I don't know if I'd go that far, but I understand why they think that way. And there's obviously there's the age difference, and there's the fact that Rust is playing at a very, very high level, has been now for three, four seasons, and he's been a proven playoff performer, and he can give you some of the depth you may need. You know, you don't always have to play him on the top line with Sid when you've got Gensel there, and you can always move him down to the second line and spread out your talent a little bit. So I get that. But, you know, we all know that you take Letang out of this equation, it's just unbelievably
I think
gap.
Rust would have been the easiest of the three to replace.
Well,
top defenseman, second line center,
wing. Letang has a special set of skills. Let's face it, he does. I mean, not only just thinking about him in general, but him being a right-handed shot. How important is he to the power play? Like, your power play can survive without Rust. It's better when he's in the mix, but the power play without Letang is a different animal. And, you know, the Penguins may be facing a power play without him and Malkin, obviously, but Letang is you can't go out in free agency and replace him. I mean, you're not going to be able to do it. You could potentially sign guys like Russ, but I understand why they felt that way about him. I love the way Russ has played the last few seasons, and you know, maybe they also had a sense that he was ready to put his name on a contract without going to the free agent market. A lot of us thought he was definitely going to go there because this is going to be the biggest contract of his career, but he didn't.
Bob, how comfortable, we've seen reports, I think Josh Yowie wrote it yesterday, that the Penguins, specifically Ron Hextall, leery of giving maybe Chris Letang the term he wants.
5 years.
On a new contract, 5 years, that Hextall's at 3 years and that they're at loggerheads right now as a result of that. How comfortable would you personally feel if you were the man in Hextall's seat with giving Chris Letang a 5-year contract?
Well, it's not just, you know, it was interesting to hear Brian Burke on Jeff Merrick's show yesterday say this, that, look, he reiterated several times the Penguins want them both to re-sign, but he made it clear, number one, that Letang was the priority, not Malkin, and number two, that both guys were going to have to come in at not only the money, but the term that made sense to the team. So it wasn't the usual thing of talking about, look, we're working hard to, you know, we're talking, we're working hard to get this done. I mean, he also said, look, we're talking a lot with Letang's folks, but we're not talking much with Malkin's folks. So it was interesting to hear that perspective because it doesn't sound like there's a lot of flexibility there. I'll say this about Chris Letang, and you guys know I like Letang a lot.
Yep.
I mean, he's just a terrific, terrific player. I'd have no problem giving him 5 years.
Me neither.
Because he's not your typical 35-year-old guy.
Totally agree.
He's the only guy in Penguins history to put up career year numbers with the team at the age of 35. This guy is coming off a great season. Now, that said, if it's true he wants $8 million, that's a reason for pause. Because, quite frankly, look, in the salary cap area, Aaron, I don't know the answer to this, but let me just say, in the salary cap era, how many guys do you think 35-plus got multi-year deals worth $7.5 or $8 million?
I think Ovechkin just got one.
It's a very, very small list.
Yep.
You know? So, you know, the money piece of it, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
That's really got to make you think about it.
Well, and we're talking to Bob Grove about Penguins free agency, which is now about to start with the Avs winning the cup the other night. It's just such a departure from the way Rutherford went about his business, Bob. Yeah, if he needed to give Tanev 2 extra years, he did it because he coveted the player. And now we're talking about two of the best players in franchise history. One of them is still at the peak of his game. And I've got the president of the team in reporting on the general manager that basically says, it's our way or the highway. The players got to sign a team-friendly deal. Almost like, you know, it's got to be on our terms. And I'm just not used to that kind of hardball. And I really don't get it with Letang among those two guys. But even to some extent, Malkin, like, I'll ask it this way, Bob. If Malkin leaves, who replaces him? Jeff Carter as their second-line center?
Well, no. You take the 9.5 in cap money you've saved, and you go out into free agency, or else you get in the trade market and you find somebody. I mean, you look out there, you've got Vince Trocheck, you've got Nazem Kadri, you've got Ryan Strome, although he's probably going back to the Rangers. You know, you can bring somebody in. And still, you know, have money left over from what you were given Malkin. So you can do that.
Wait, you think Kadri's going to be cheaper than Malkin?
He's not going to be making 9.5 versus
the
cap.
Oh, okay. Kadri, okay. You mean based on Malkin's old contract. I get it. Okay. I hear you.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So that's what you paid your number two center last season. You can find a guy to play in that slot at 6-ish, right? Or, you know, and you'd still get some production. You might not get Malkin production, but, you know, who knows? I mean, this is who you're going to get. You know, JT Miller's got a year left, you know, and he just put up 99 points for the Canucks. So you couldn't – he's not a free agent. But I'm just saying, things are doable on that front. But, yeah, I mean, when you compare anybody to Rutherford, look, let's not forget, you had an ownership change too. And so, you know, who's to say if the previous ownership was in with Mario and Burkle and they just said, you know, to their GM, look, both of these guys will retire as Penguins, just get it done. That's different than, you know, the Fenway group saying, you know, something probably a little different than that, you know. So I get it. If these guys are – Burke and Hextall are – at some point in this equation, guys, you have to take the emotion out of it. And you just have to look at how you're trying to build your team to continue to have a chance to be successful and win another cup while you've got Crosby on the roster. And if you can't bring the guys in, because it's not just about those two. I mean, what they do with Kapanen and Heinen is going to affect how the bottom of the lineup all looks, et cetera, et cetera. So they've got lots of pieces to move around to be in position to make another run at the cup. And it's not just those two guys.
Bob, what is the deal right now with how the new front office views P.O. Joseph? Because it just felt like he was supposed to be the heir apparent, a very good skater, a guy that was going to be the next Chris Letang, might take a while, whatever. But I feel like he's not maybe completely off the radar, but that if he was a stock, let's put it that way, his stock would be falling with the new regime. So what's going on there?
Well, I think they're just looking at – look, let's just look at the facts, which is, you know, if you go back to – you know, if you go back to his draft year, every defenseman taken that year, okay, has already played everyone, including a couple of guys drafted below him, have already played twice as many games in the NHL, and some of them a lot more than twice as many than he has. And he just has not developed – at the pace that was expected. And that happens sometimes. But he is coming off his best year in the American League. You know, so we'll see. This, for me, is it. This is the season. I mean, he needs a contract, too. So, but if he can't make it, and we don't know what he looks like over 82 games because he's never been there, but if he can't make it this year, then it's going to be a pretty short career for him in the National Hockey League is the way I'm feeling about it. Like, until this year in the American League, you just had questions about him. So he had a positive season. Let's see how he can do it under an 82-game workload.
We always love when we can get Bob Grove on with us to share his opinions on the Penguins, and this is a very important time in their franchise history. Where do they go? What do they do with Malkin and Letang, both a few days away from hitting the open market? Bob, thank you so much. You have a great 4th of July weekend, okay?
All right, I will. Thanks for having me, guys, and best of luck, Chris.
Thank you, Grover. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.